I don't know any other story in the Bible that is easier to imagine ourselves in than this one that we read this morning from John's Gospel. Because it's a story about trying to believe in Jesus in a world that's full of shadows and ambiguities and longings and doubts and glimmers of holiness. It's about a story that we live each and every day in our own lives right now. How can we believe that Christ is alive when we haven't seen him? Now, I believe that the sun rose this morning because there it is in the sky. I would believe it was spring, except it's not warm. But I know better. I believe that you and I are alive because here we are looking at each other. But when it comes to this central belief on which we base all of our faith, the holiest mystery of the Christian life, that after his death, Jesus returned to life and is alive right now to this day, how can we believe that? When Thomas says that he wants to see him with his own eyes and touch him with his own hands and feel the marks, and put his hand in his side. Until that happens, he's not going to believe that Jesus is alive the way he was actually alive. Well, I think every single one of us can identify with that. What's interesting is that in the Gospel of John, the word belief or to believe is never a noun. It's always a verb. And believing in Jesus means to be in a relationship with Jesus. Belief is not about a creedal statement. It's not about even the words we say or sing in John. It's not about any of those things. It's about a relationship. Salvation for John is a relationship with Jesus, with God, here and now in this very moment. That means that resurrection is relationship. A relationship that will never be broken, that will never be abandoned, that will never know separation, and will be forever. Do we think that's true, or just a pie-in-the-sky promise? Well, let's think about our experience of relationship. We live for and exist in relationships that are life-giving and some that are not. Because relationships, as we experience, are always at some level on the brink of dissolving. And we know they're going to end because we experience it regularly. Not necessarily due to anyone's fault, maybe just due to life itself, or maybe we have precipitated in some way. Think in your own life about relationships that have changed over time. They can't go back to the way that they were before. They may need to change, or maybe they have ended. And maybe they can't continue. But maybe that's okay as well. We exist in the tension and frustration and grief of relationship because we're not sure how to handle all of that. We're not sure how to handle when our relationships fail or how to negotiate what our relationship might change and need or what it's going to look like in the future. Think about your relationships that ended too soon, in your opinion, at least. Think of the ones that ended by acts of terrorism in our world, ruthless illness, not so random events of in the environment as we change it ourselves. Sudden separations that aren't planned, not anticipated, and devastating things that happen because we live in a human world. Relationships can be fickle. They're always hard work, and they can be incredibly rewarding. But our human experiences, they don't last forever. And yet here we are in this church on Sunday morning in the Easter singing season saying, "Alleluia, Christ is risen." And do we believe it? Do we experience that theological statement in our sociological lives? Well, on Friday night, I had a an opportunity to experience quite a lot of relationship. And some of you did too, who were here at my birthday party. It was a surreal experience. And if you could have seen me at about 5 o'clock on Friday evening, you would have felt everything and seen everything and every angst that Thomas expressed in this gospel. A friend was at my house. I said, I'll make some dinner. We quickly ate. I said, I've got to go. I've got to go. I am like a cat on a hot tin roof. I have got to get out of here. I've got to go to the church. I have nothing to do there, but I can't sit here and think about what is going to happen. I can't think about the fact that I am going to see people I have not seen since I was 17. I am not going to think about the fact that one of them is going to be here listening to me preach on Sunday morning. I am not going to think about that person meeting that person and sharing different stories of me. I am not going to think about my cousins, my brother, my other brother, my nephew, and what they are going to say about me. I am not going to think about these relationships at all. And then it happened. I could never have believed the joy that happened. I could never have believed the connections that people said to me, did you know that I actually worked with your cousin twice times removed for 6 years? That was amazing. And if there was ever a moment when I could have been Thomas saying I never would have believed that Jesus could be here at a wine bar by the Easter cross, meeting someone and proving to someone else that there was sacredness and joy in relationships, that was the moment. Driving home at 1 a.m., I have not been on Elgin Street at 1 a.m. for a very long time. It used to be a regular thing for me many years ago when Susan knew me back then. I was astonished by the lineups for the bars. And it made me think about the church. It made me think about our relationship to our community, but it made me think about the church when there were 250 children lined up to attend Sunday school in this parish. Imagine that vision on a Sunday morning as opposed to a Saturday at 1 a.m. And the other night I was at a retirement party and some of the clergy were talking and they were ordained 10 years before me. And they were talking about how much the church has changed since that time. And one of them spoke of his father, who had been a priest the generation before, when that actually happened. When he was a priest, when there were so many people in church, seemingly 1 year, and the next, there were not. What that must have been like. We think we have lived in a time of change, but what was that like for him? How would you believe that Jesus is still alive when there is no one left in your church? And we talked about how we talk about those times as the good old days. But you know, that was only in the case of numbers in some ways. There were lots of good things that happened, but think about what other relationships were happening at that time. Think of the residential schools. Think of the fact that I could never have been ordained. Think of the fact that we would not be celebrating the relationships between gays and lesbians. That did not happen during what we call the heyday of the church. So relationships are fickle. Relationships are interesting, and we change, the church changes, society changes. People are not lined up here on Sunday morning, they're lined up down the street. But is that less of an opportunity for us to be alive in this resurrection promise? I don't think so, because it's not just any kind of relationship we want to have. We want to have relationships that are of respect and value. We want to build relationships because we want to have them, not because we're going to look good. Connections should be made because we're interested in the other person's life, not because we want to use them for our own needs. Joy needs to be celebrated for who we are and who the other person is, not who we want them to be, or who we hope we could be otherwise. You see, it's no different than Thomas. We want to experience the relationship with Jesus right here, right now, between us. We want to see it and feel it and touch it and be able to say, I believe there is something more. And so it's no different for me on Friday night when I had a picture taken. I know someone took a picture of myself and three of my high school friends. We had not stood together like that in 33 years. Thought we might do it before our next birthday at 83. But just think about that. Us standing together with our arms together, connections, love, respect, and a whole bunch of stuff between us that we have no idea. That's what Jesus calls us to. That's what he says, come, touch me, feel me, experience it in your life. And for heaven's sakes, get out there and tell the rest of the world. Because our lives live in, exist in, and are known through and defined by that experience of relationship. The point of God revealing God's self in being crucified, in being resurrected and ascended, the point of all that is to show us about true relationship. Resurrection is relationship. We just have to go and live it. Amen.